Blog Talk Radio.
All right, greetings. This is Nazim Rashid, author of Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. I greet you with the greetings that all the prophets from Adam to Muhammad gave to their Ummah, respected Ummah, greetings and peace in Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum. May the peace only God has be with you. All right, we're going to have a fantastic show today. Yes, yes, yes. For you regulars to know that I'm doing a weekly series on recovery. Recovery, and everybody needs recovery. I don't care what's going on out there, you know. We suffer from PTSD from slavery, and we got other things going on from bad relationships, PTSD from that too. And we get issues, you know. So it's not just drugs or alcohol. We're not just talking about those who are crack addicts, you know. No, no, no. If you have a series of bad marriages, all right, you've had two or three of them, okay, and you get into your fourth one, and this one is good, if your brother or sister is, like, you know, God sent, all right, and you start ruining it, you start sabotaging it because of what happened in past marriages. You haven't cleaned up your past. You have this queen, and looking at her like she's, you know, some that, you know, the cat drug up on her, you know, some that, you know, got run over by a bus. Something from your past. And you start ruining your present relationship. When you say certain things to her or to him, what happens is that you start ruining or unraveling the fabric of your current marriage. Yeah. Yeah, you start saying certain things. You see? Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? Say, friends, you helped your last one, you know, get through college, and you pay for everything and all that. And she got her degree and so forth, and she turned around and said, you know what? I'm loving somebody else now. I'm getting rid of you. She used you, got the degree, moved on, and there you are, holding the bag, so to speak. Okay? They have them a couple of times. They got this one here, your queen, who wants nothing from you. Because, of course, you will provide for her anyway. You see? You know? So she has a business she wants to start. And you help her, you know, give her the seed money to start a business. Okay? Doing nothing wrong. Doing nothing wrong. You see? And one day, you know, it, you look at her and say, well, aren't you going to, you know, give me something? After all, your business is doing well. Now, how about me? You see? And she says, what are you talking about? And immediately you start flashing back to your past relationship. You see? She did nothing wrong. You're totally out of line. But you have this taint, this trauma, this sore from this past relationship. And you're putting on your new wife, starting to put poison into the new relationship, bringing toxicity into the current situation there. So you need recovery also. You need recovery. So we're going to continue with recovery service all kind of ways. All right, now I'm talking and expanding from the chapter in my book called 12 Principles of Recovery. 12 Principles of Recovery, all right? In my book, Reconnected, is a 412-page human manual. A lot of good personal growth topics in there. But I have over 100 pages dedicated to codependency, addictions, and recovery. Okay? One chapter is called Codependency and Addictions. The other one is called 12 Principles of Recovery. 12 Principles of Recovery. And that's the one that I'm talking about now. I talked about the other one before. Now, in case you missed any part of the series, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Imam Alfred. Scroll down, and you see my picture in the title, 12 Principles of Recovery. Get the whole series. It's totally free. You can download all of them. Yeah, make CDs, burn into your own iPod, and share with friends. Free. If you want to get my book, go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. If you have Barnes & Noble close by, walk in the store. Just order it. It might be on the shelf. If not, ask them to order it. Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to your child self. Real important. And, of course, if you're listening outside the country, go to your local bookstore, ask an order. It's on a Barnes & Noble catalog, Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Or if you can, go to Amazon and get it there. You know, Barnes & Noble, they have it in an e-book format also. So in case you have the a Nook or the Kindle, you can download it that way. It only costs about $8. I mean, it's really, really good. You get it, like, right now. You see? So you get all kind of ways. The idea is just to get it, okay? All right, so as always, I always summarize what we have done the last week and move on from that point there. I think we're on the 10th principle now. But first, we start with the toy principle. What are they? Okay? Let's go with those real quick so we can move on and start where we left off, okay? All right, here we go. Now, this is, you know, similar to the 12 steps of recovery that the Alcoholics Anonymous folks started, you know. But it's different. This program that I created, you know, praise be to Allah, gave me inspiration. This does not allow for a relapse. This is a program that doesn't talk about you being a failure, you being powerless. You know, you need to confide in someone. Having a sponsor is only being clean and sober 3 months, and you being an addict for life. No, I don't use that kind of language. And the 12 principle of recovery does not have that language in it. So that's a major difference in this program and 12 steps of recovery that the Alcoholics Anonymous people have, okay? All right, number one, we allowed our lower selves to control us regarding our addiction and admitted that our lives thus have become unmanageable. Mary, you know, you guys know I always talk about the difference between our lower selves and our higher selves. You say you believe in yourself. What self are you talking about? That dark, conning, lying, adulterous self? Is that the self you believe in? No. I'm saying make a switch. Believe in yourself. Believe in the higher self. So, again, we allowed our lower selves to control us regarding our addiction and admitted that our lives thus have become unmanageable. Two, we believe that Allah, Almighty God, the power greater and outside of ourselves can and will restore us to sanity. The world of addictions and controlling and abuse, all that, that's insane. Three, we made a decision to submit our will and our lives to the will of Almighty God. Muslims out there, you know what that means. That's what we're all about, submitting our will. Okay? Christians, you know, you guys do the same thing. All right? Four, we made a searching and fearless emotional inventory of ourselves. I talked about that quite a bit a few weeks ago. A searching and fearless emotional inventory. We talk about those character defects that you have to identify and get rid of. Replace them with positive attributes like procrastination. That's a big one. Number five, admit it to God. You know? And to ourselves, the exact nature of our wrongs. Now, this is one in 12th study talks about admitting to, you know, someone else. You know, your partner next to you just got cracked 3 months ago. No, mine's not like that. We admitted to God and to ourselves the exact nature of our wrongs. Number six, we are entirely ready, after asking God for right guidance, to have God remove all our defects of character. That's so important. You got a whole bunch of them in there. Got to get rid of all of them. Seven, we humbly and submissively ask God to remove our shortcomings. Eight, we are to make a list of all people we have harmed, and we are willing to make amends to them all. That's a hard one. You got to take your time and make that list, baby. Make that list of all the people you ran over. You know, you got a bunch of them there. Okay? We intend to make direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would bring harm to them, ourselves, or others. Very important. 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we are wrong, properly admit it. You got to admit it. I know it's hard for a lot of us to do that, but you got to admit when you're wrong, say you're wrong. Hey, God, I was wrong on that one. Sister, I was wrong on that one. Husband, I was wrong on that one. Say it. Very cleansing. 11, we seek through prayer, meditation, and studying God's way to improve our conscious contact with God and to improve our love and respect of God, praying for the power to carry God's will out in our lives. That's a big one. Yeah, we could talk a lot about that soon. Maybe today. 12, the last one. Have increased our level of faith in God consciousness. For Muslims, that's called taqwa. God consciousness as a result of applying these principles while carrying this message to humanity, and we begin practicing these principles in all our affairs. It makes no sense just to say something and do something else afterwards. I'm telling you, that makes no sense. That's hypocrite. Yeah. Say one thing, do something else. Practice this. Don't just be, you know, Muslim or Christian in the church or the mosque. When you're there, be it at home in your quiet space when you're all by yourself. You know what you're supposed to do. Yeah. That's important, okay? All right, those are our 12 principles. Now, we went through, I think, 10 of them so far. And, yeah, we did the 10, okay. So now we're on 11. Now, 10 was the one we went through last week, okay? Again, you know, if you missed any of these, go back and hear the programs, hear the shows. 10 says, we continue to take personal inventory, and when we are wrong, promptly admitted it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said we have to submit our will to God on a daily basis. Muslims, that's 5 times a day at least. Or we tend to unconsciously open the door for those negative voices to enter and start the influencing power. That's so very important. That was so very important. I was talking to a couple a little while ago, you know, that had problems like that, you know. Yeah. The sister, you know, had, at the beginning of the program, I was talking about that. Past relationships, and it's still haunting, still laying the cut, you know. But that's how you sabotage your relationships, by allowing that stuff to be there, those character defects, and allowing those old voices, those old norms, those old culture beliefs, huh? The old patterns of behavior to stay lodged in your subconscious. Yeah. It slowly destroys you and your relationships and your present goals, objectives, jobs. Huh? Yeah. So we have to identify those things, get rid of it. Either do it this way, there's all kind of ways, through my reconnecting, through the mentoring of child stuff process that my book talks about, through EFT, which is energy freedom technique. That's another way. You know, all kind of ways you can do it. Matter of fact, my show, the Reconnected Show, I feature guests that have different ways to take care of those old voices still calling your name. Yeah, my show is called The Reconnected Show. I'm on every Saturday. 2:00 Eastern Standard Time. You know, same network as this one, blogtalkradio.com/reconnected. Again, /reconnected. You know, /reconnected. And yeah. So it's real important. If you want to hear that show, you can. I talk about, you know, what my guests talk about, all kind of ways where they can where you can actually clean those old voices up, you see. So pick some kind of way to make it happen. That's the most important thing. You know, if EFT works for you, do that. If you got a good counselor and they can work at even hypnosis, do something to get rid of those old voices that lodge back there telling you what to do and not to do, who to like, who not to like. Yeah. Get rid of those things once and for all. That's so very important, okay? Because of your old patterns of denial can return, it is important to keep on top of recovery on a daily basis. See, his 10th principle frees you from the wreckage of your past. If you don't stay aware of your defects, they can drive you into a corner. Mm-hmm. It is very useful to take a continuous look at your assets and liabilities. What has worked for you, what has not worked for you. See, self-searching must become a regular habit, okay? Yeah, all that is in a part of the 10th principle, which I talked about at length last week, okay? Yeah. Make a list. What works for what doesn't? You know, and that's it includes people too. What kind of people work for you? What kind of people don't? What kind of conversations work for you? What kind of conversations don't work for you? You see? That's very important. Yeah. When you find what doesn't work for you, don't have those people around you anymore. Yeah. Get out of those circles. Why be in circles that don't work for you? Why be in circles that has conversation pulls you in a direction where you don't want to go? You don't need that in your life. You don't need that. Don't do it. Yeah, you should have a do not return sign for all the emotions, feelings, and character defects responsible for your fall from grace. There is no welcome mat anymore from this. What you tell yourself? No welcome mat. You see? Many guests will knock on your door, but you have to be very discretionary as to who gets in and who does not. There will be some knocking every day, so you have to be conscious, concerned, and cautious. I'm telling you, you know? Yeah, all that's an intense principle. I talk about thoughts. I said thoughts are energy. Speaking your physical actions. Everything is energy in one form or another, and all energy transforms from one state to another. Energy cannot remain dormant, even though it might appear motionless, as in a plant, a parked car, or even a rock. Yeah. There's a lot of motion and action beneath and beyond our consciousness, but believe that it is there. Too many times, we think something is not happening just because our eyes don't see anything happening, not realizing that our senses are only supposed to detect what they were created to detect and nothing else. Oh, yeah, I talked about it quite a bit. Yeah, you can't go by what your eyes see. You know, you say, well, I don't see nothing out there. Guess it's safe. No. Got to look in the recesses of your mind and see what's lurking back there. Yeah. I'm telling you. You got to be very careful as to what you give your thoughts to. You are creating certain transforming energy that's going to motivate you towards your thought-projected objectives. Okay? Think about it. Thoughts of intoxication. Thoughts of controlling others. Thoughts of lying to someone. Thoughts of anger and hatred. Thoughts of procrastination. Hello. Thoughts of supposed happiness through drugs and alcohol. Thoughts of irresponsible behavior. Thoughts of general immaturity. Thoughts of your drug god. Thoughts of your egocentricness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, so you got to keep in mind, it's, you know, thoughts don't stay dormant. They don't stay dormant. Your thoughts become you. You become what you think about. You are formed by your dominant thoughts. That's right. You're formed by your dominant thoughts. Think good thoughts, happy thoughts, joyous thoughts. Have fun. Dance, have laugh, and sing. Have a good time. What you think about, you bring about. Your thoughts are your mirrors. So you don't like what you're creating? Well, that's the question you should ponder. You know? You can look at this idea in reverse. Take a look at what you're producing and ask yourself, do I like what I have done? If not, what thoughts were I thinking before this thing happened? And the opposite is also true. Quote, this is wonderful. I made this person happy today and gave them more reasons to live. What was I thinking before this opportunity presented itself? How about that one? Now, when you take the conscious time to notice what you are thinking about, you will become a sharper monitor of your thoughts and quickly redirect thoughts that do not serve you. Oh, yeah. Words make people. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessing be upon him, is known for saying, quote, the organ between the jaws and the organ between the legs, make the hell or heaven in this life and the next, end quote. Some of y'all know that one. You got to be very careful the words you speak and the manner in which you speak them. Yeah. So all that's in the 10th principle, you know? Yeah, yeah. All that, I talk about justified resentment. Remember that one? Yeah, if someone harms you and there is a valid reason to press charges and demand that justice is rendered, you have to be very careful not to let the spirit of greed, jealousy, revenge, anger, or hatred come in and rest comfortably in your consciousness. The sooner you can release the negative emotions surrounding the incident and the people involved, the sooner you will regain your own sense of serenity and self-control. If you have to have someone arrested for a harm inflicted on you, then, hey, call the police. But don't do it with a vengeful spirit, for if you do that, you're committing a wrong against your higher self and your covenant with God. That's right. When you allow a spirit of getting even to operate, you have, in essence, fallen off the wagon of your recovery program. This goes back to you constantly reviewing what is in your emotional inventory. You need to visit your pantry on a regular basis to see what has slipped in unannounced. All right? Okay. So all that's part of the 10th principle. All right? So now we're on the 11th principle, which states, we seek through prayer, meditation, and studying God's way to improve our conscious contact with God and to improve our love and respect of God, praying for the power to carry God's will out in our lives. Okay? Oh, but I forgot to put the chat board on. So those who are listening online, I'll start the chat board right now. And about 10 seconds, it'll be on. So if you scroll down beneath my picture and E-Mem Alfred's picture on the show site there, as you're listening, you'll see a little blank box. Okay? It says Blog Talk Radio. Right there, you can actually type in questions or comments, and I'll read them on air. Okay, so chat box is open right now for those listening online. Okay, and those listening on your phone, if you want to ask a question or participate in the conversation, just hit 1 on your telephone there. I'll see that, and then I'll bring you on the air. We'll have a nice conversation. Okay, all right. Because sometimes you have to chat about something and before you actually see how this applies in your own life. That's what this show is for, you know, to give you tools for a new life. It's time for a new life. You know, a lot of us became Muslim because we wanted a new life for ourselves. I had no idea. But we become Muslim, and then we carry this old baggage with us. And we still have the hustling kind of mentality on this side. You know, adulterous behavior on this side, on the Muslim side. You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we got to clean up. Once you go through the portal and become a Muslim, you are to leave off all that old baggage behind. You might have treated women badly before. You still want to treat women badly now. Leave that behind. Leave it behind. Okay? All right. 11th principle. This 11th principle is the first step that actually tells how to ask for God's help. We have all heard of prayer and meditation, but might not have a correct concept of the useful meaning. Prayer is simply an earnest request to God, an intimate dialogue with gratitude statements. Simply stated, we're talking to God in our own quiet place, space, and language, and asking him for knowledge of his will and to give us power to carry that will out. We can't hear God's answers if we are preoccupied with our own thinking. Mm-hmm. Y'all hear that? Okay. A person used to a life of self-orientation will have a challenging time wrestling with this one if they did not successfully internalize the very first few principles. Remember, we're on principle 11 now. As addicts, we gave homage to ourselves. Oh, yeah. I know I did that. Patted ourselves on the back. Congratulate ourselves for acquiring our stash without getting caught in the process. And we generally felt good. And our confidence level was raised when we got over on someone just to get our high on. I know what I'm talking about. Now we have submitted ourselves to a recovery process that says that we have to pray, meditate, study God's word and way, improve our relationship with him on a daily basis, and to attain and maintain the motivation to carry out his will through our example. That's a tall order for the addict, tall order. But it can and must be done. Yeah. It can and must be done. Yeah. Don't resist a program like this. You know, a lot of y'all, you know, even on the switchboard, I see a lot of times, you know, 8, 9, 10 callers, after a while, drop down to 3 or 4. Because, you know, many of you guys, you know, brothers and sisters, don't want to hear this. Don't want to hear it. See, we become Muslim or Christians or whatever faith you have out there for personal reasons other than to really, you know, serve Almighty God, Allah, for Muslims. No. Sometimes it's a social club. Your partner is over there, kind of like in the jail, you become Muslim because that's the good gang. You either become Muslim or get beat up or get dead or get killed off or be dead, you know, the good gang. Now, on this side, it's like the best social club, you see, you know. So we have to ask ourselves, why do we do this? You know, why do we do it? Why do we do it? Why do we become Muslim? Why do we, you know, become Christian? Why become born again? Why do we, you know, choose Buddhism? Why are we, you know, choosing Hinduism? Okay, yeah, good question. Okay, now, how do we start the prayer process? On the main religious paths, there are ways to formally pray to our Creator. Muslims, you know what to do. You've got to clean yourself up, got to pray. You know how to kneel on your prayer rug. You know how to do this. Right? But we have to focus on what can be accepted on a universal level. I'm talking all kinds of people out here. You know, Sikhs, Baha'i, you see, Jews, everybody. So I have to speak in a universal way. You know, what makes sense to the average person going through this transition? We start by having the proper attitude in the morning, as soon as we wake up. The proper attitude starts then, as soon as you open your eyes, I'm telling you, you know, you say, thank you, God, for resurrecting me from the dead state of sleep. Man, you know, didn't have to happen like that. You feel good before you put your feet on the floor. Thanking God for opening your eyes and bringing life and new possibilities for you in this gift of a brand new day. Yes. Yes. See, you need to reflect on the fact that many people did not get this precious gift today. No, didn't get it. So you start your gratitude demonstration right there. The more grateful you are, the more will be given to you to be grateful for again. You thank God for your good senses, your breath of life, and your clear thinking mind. Matter of fact, one of the prayers I say is, thank you, God, for the gift and favor of a clear thinking mind. The gift and favor of a clear thinking mind. Don't you realize that so many people have mental illnesses out here? Huh? You think everybody you see on the street is mentally sound? Do you think everybody in your ummah, everybody in your congregation, everybody in your house of worship, you think they're all mentally sound? Think not. I'll leave an email. W. Muhammad said that if there would be an assessment done in our community, you'd find that, I forgot the percentage, I mean, might have said half, but he would have said a large percentage would have diagnosable mental disorders. Yeah, we got problems out here, problems. You see? So if you are, you know, if you have a clear thinking mind, you don't have any problems like that, thank God for the gift and favor of a clear thinking mind. Man, that's so powerful. It's wonderful. Yes, 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 yes. You know? As we see our image in the bathroom mirror, we thank God for giving us this body with all our working parts within. Yeah, we thank God for the motivation and inspiration to follow the straight path of righteous behavior and not the one of our past. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? We thank God for giving us new taste buds. Yeah, new taste buds, liking only that which produces life and clean production. Not the old taste buds, yeah, for that 40 and you know, carrying a little brown bag around. Yeah. We thank God for the special gifts and talents He has given us to use for His pleasure and to be an instrument of God's purpose for others. Talents and gifts were given to us to be an example to others as to what God can do and will do for them also. What we are given, we are to share and direct that energy toward the well-being of others. So very important. So very important. Mm-hmm. Now, reflection on God throughout the day is important. We should have to wait till the official prayer time. Or if someone says, hey, it's time to pray, you know, or on Fridays or on Sundays or on Saturdays, depending on your time of day of worship. We shouldn't wait for that time there. No. All throughout the day, we should be reflecting on God. In our religion, Islam is called thicker. You know, some people have these thicker beads. Reflect on God constantly. Constantly. Yeah. Since the mind cannot concentrate on more than one thing at a time, when we are filling our mental space with God's will for us, His way and word, as reflected in various scriptures and in observance of His creation on earth and in the skies, we won't have any room for the harmful thinking of our past. Yeah. Fill your mind up with good thoughts. You know, look at, if I'm telling you, pick a clear night. Hope there's no pollution out there. We can lay out and look at the stars. There's no disorder out there. There's no competition or, you know, discord out there. It's all unity. Everything works in God's divine plan. Yeah. So as it is there, so as it is here on earth. So as it is in yourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. During your day's activities, there will be many times when you will be faced with making decisions that won't be easy. If you are in the habit of turning to God, asking for guidance, direction, and inspiration to make the best and healthiest decisions, aligning your spirit with His spirit, you will be in the best position to receive regular assistance. Did you know that? Yeah. Just as when you work out physically and build up your muscles, you have to build up your receiving muscles as well. You may have talked about this. You may have talked about this also. Absolutely. This is also true of your thinking muscles and your emotional muscles. The more you exercise these muscles, the more fit you will be to receive more. If you have never bench pressed 300 pounds, and as you laid down on the bench, your spotter placed that 300 pounds on you, disaster would ensue. You know that's right. But if you trained and trained in the gym, progress from lifting 100 pounds, gradually getting to 300 over time, you'll be ready to handle the extra weight. Why is this? Because you properly prepared yourselves and proved yourselves worthy enough to handle more weight. Now, since your body underwent the change necessary to handle the additional weight, God then gave you more to bear. And this goes back to the scripture, which says, God will only give you what you have the strength to bear. So, as you turn to God on a regular basis and open yourselves up to any possibility that God has for you, allowing yourselves to be filled up completely with His Spirit. God will give you more of what you need and your soul and what your soul has been crying out for. And it's fantastic. And what your soul has been crying out for. Man, there's something. I don't see anybody could choose another way after hearing this. This is what I was talking about before when I said that this recovery program is for everybody. Everybody. Yeah. All right. Emotional balance is another benefit of regularly turning to and praying to God. Your imbalance comes from your negligence of God's way for you. God wants you to think a certain way with yourselves and with others. Yeah. God wants you to interact and communicate in a certain manner. God wants you to listen and receive in the right fashion also. So when you operate with a certain mindset that is not in concert with God's way for you, then emotional imbalance comes in and a level of dis-ease happens. It follows. And remember that it is His will and not our will that shall be done in our lives. You know, Scripture talks about that too. This declaration should be always a part of our prayers. Always a part of our prayers. Yeah. You know, do you see that? I'm telling you, when you have a balanced mind, you should tear up with joy and gratitude. Yeah. And we become imbalanced sometimes because you're in negligence of God's way for you. Yeah. All right, here's a good prayer we can all use. We can all use across the religious board. You know it has Islamic base to it. Almighty God, gracious, most merciful, merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. All praises are due to you, O God, the Lord of all the worlds we see and the worlds we cannot presently see. It is you alone that we worship, not our egos, our selfish interests, not our wishes and fantasies for other people, not our desires and passions, not our traditions, families, relationships, and customs. Show us the straight way, where those you have connected, who have connected themselves to you, and thus earn your favor, and not to those who have disconnected from you and gone astray. Amen. And you Muslims, you know what that sounds like. You know what that really is, don't you? All right. Al-Fatiha. Okay. Now, meditation is an excellent way to reboot yourself with a blank slate for the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, since the mind abhors a vacuum, it will fill itself up with something. I always say, you have to get more. It is a vacuum, like with those character defects, like procrastination. Yeah, you see, I'm going to kick it out. But if you don't real quick replace it with something positive, like dependability, it will suck in that spirit of procrastination back into your subconscious. And that will rule you until you decide to make a change. Yeah. Hope you guys heard that. Mm-hmm. So, you have this, you know, you have to empty the shelves of yourself every day, preferably in the morning. There are always things lurking around in your mind. So after prayer or before prayer, you need to take some time, maybe 15 additional minutes, to allow your mind to empty out and put full concentration on God. Yeah. Distractions, they'll be there. But you have to pull yourself back to your objective every time you notice the drift. I'm talking about meditation here now. It is okay to continually pull yourself back as if there's like a tug of war going on. You know, with repeated meditative sessions, you will get better and better at holding your concentration. Yeah. How many of y'all have meditated before? I've been meditating for years, and man, it's wonderful. You know, wonderful. It really centers you for sure. You get ideas, hunches. A lot of inspiration comes from my meditation sessions. I've meditated for many, many years and still get challenged with distraction. Yeah, I've been doing it for 20 years plus and 30 years and, you know, still get distractions. But I look at the results always. After about 15 or 20 minutes of repeating my mantra, which is a word acting as your vehicle to your objective. In my case, I say Allah. That's my mantra, Allah. Over and over and over. I feel a deep sense of relaxation and a filling up of God's spirit. I even experience my body physically resonating with my heart rhythm as my head sometimes bobs up and down with my heart. Oh, yeah, that happens. There was one time that I actually had an out-of-the-body experience. Yeah, I had out-of-the-body experience in meditation a long, long time ago. That was very different for me. I mean, I'm telling you. I was actually hovering over my body looking down as if I was on the ceiling, noticing everything in the room from that high position. Y'all might think it's spooky, but I'm telling you what I went through on personal experience. Happened only once, though. I reflect on the experience often, trying to figure out what the meaning and purpose was for me. I still don't really know, but it happened. I mean, you know, except for the fact that, you know, God does what God does. Yeah, when he feels like doing it, you know. All right, it is always a good idea to start the day with a conscious input of God's spirit, and then you know that you have a good foundation for the day instead of stuff and residue from yesterday's events and feelings which can influence your new day. You know that? That's so true. Like I was talking about before, this is why, you know, you go into marriages and marriages and marriages and you haven't cleaned up the garbage and all the problems from the last marriage, and you bring that one into your current marriage. And wonder why your marriage is failing or got problems, you know? Got problems because of what you're carrying with you. So in the same spirit here, you want to start every day fresh, clean slate. This is how you do it. Because sometimes you have stuff you don't know about there. When you clean your mind out and start saying, you know, Allah, 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 over and over and over, and notice your heartbeat. Oh, yeah, you're clean the slate then for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody got that? So very, very important. Yeah. All right. Now, how do you know when you're properly and correctly studying God's way for us? Remember, that's part of the principle, studying God's way. What is God's way for us? Well, we first start with the giving of life. Yeah, I'm breaking this down for you. The giving of life. That is our first step. Study, since we know that God created life and is the symbol of life, it is only natural that we use this idea of life-giving as a guide for us and the way to study God's way. Follow me there? So the question arises for us, is what I am doing helping to perpetuate, promote, and support life? Or is it causing harm to life in any form, even on the level of conversation? Are my thoughts life-supporting, positive thoughts, or are they negative ones? Those are questions you got to ask yourself right now. Are my inclinations toward those elements in life life-giving, or are they death-producing? Is my spirit within content with the spirit of happiness, charity, empathy, love of self and others, and compassion? If our answers are affirmative responses, then we are not only studying God's way, but we are in alignment with God's way for us. Everybody get that? You are in alignment with God's way. If those are the questions you're asking yourself, you know? Because, you know, you want to get close. You want to get close to God. You want to do everything that's favorable. This is how you start. This is how you start a process, all right? All right? Now, again, if you want to be a part of the conversation, you have a question to ask, just push number one on your telephone, and I'll bring you right on in, okay? And the room is open to let you know. So if you're listening live online, you can, I guess you have to sign in first, I guess, you know, to be a part of the chat, but it's right there open for you, all right? All right, very good. Okay, moving on. Reflecting on another attribute or characteristic of God, we notice God is the forgiver. You must know about the 99 attributes. Forgiver. Gafur. This is another trait we can use as a barometer to see if we are accepting, studying, and applying God's way for us. Is the idea of forgiving still a foreign concept? Or does the idea strike you as warm and desirable because you know inside that your inner child so needs this? We have to keep in mind that we all have that innocent child self within that did not deserve all the mistreatments that we inflicted on that angel. In that light, we have to forgive ourselves for putting our inner selves through all the hell, all the disrespectful, inconsiderate behavior, illegal activities, drug and alcohol abuse, and shunned responsibilities. Man, included in this category is the low self-esteem we internalize as we accepted abuse by others without standing up for and honoring our inner child and our outer self. We have to also forgive ourselves for the harm, be it physical, emotional, and perhaps spiritual abuse we inflicted on those close to us. Sometimes we don't realize that it is in our own best interest to forgive those who harmed us, even if they never made amends themselves and never acknowledged the abuse. Yeah, for sure. Everybody got that? Real important. All right? So, you know, that's so key. That's so key. We do all kinds of things to ourselves, you know, and that's why we got to forgive ourselves too. You know? Yeah, for sure. And see, sometimes we don't realize that it is in our best interest to forgive those who harmed us. Yeah. It is not their souls that we are concerned with. It is ours. And when we forgive them, we are releasing their burden from us and are then disconnecting ourselves from them. That's the whole idea of my book, Reconnected. Learning how to reconnect back to God. And you, in the process, you disconnect from that old past and those people. It helped cause your demise. And disconnecting ourselves from them, we are, in essence, freeing ourselves from the sin of their abuse. Their sin is now wholly theirs. It doesn't include us anymore. Their remarks don't bother us anymore. Their anger stays with them and does not move us in any way. Their constant reminders of the past also do not affect us. We only pray that God forgives them and blesses them with understanding for their own sake. You send light to them. You know, that's something I did have to do myself. You know that profanity. You know, GD that. Instead of saying, you know, God damn, say, God bless them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know the harm they're causing to their own spirit. To everybody around, they don't know. So God, please bless them. So we don't say that. You know, I had to straighten myself out. You know, like say if someone has something, they'll say, damn it. Hey, say bless it instead. Why you go damn something? How does that improve anything? Say bless it. Make that a habit. So when something happens, you say bless it. That's okay. That's what you really want anyway, isn't it? Yeah, for sure. So keep that in mind. God is also known as the source of peace. Arabic, we say aslam. That's the attribute. Yeah. Source of peace. This is yet another way for us to study God's way for us. Internalize and align this spirit with ours and live a life with peace at its core. Yeah, we need to start living peace at our core. We all want that. This improves our conscious contact with God and improves our love and respect of God, as stated in this He Loved in Principle. Yeah. So again, the questions are laid before us to ponder. Is my action right now leading to a sense of peace? Yeah. For those of you who get angry at the drop of a dime, you know, angry so quick, want to go off on somebody? Yeah, ask the question. I'll ask it again. Is my action right now leading to a sense of peace. Is peace my objective as I am discussing and having a dialogue, a personal conflict with someone? Is peace my objective? When wrong is inflicted toward me, is my demeanor and attitude one that is consonant with peace being the ultimate outcome? Wow, did you get that one? I'll say it again. That was a good one. When wrong is inflicted toward me, is my demeanor and attitude one that is consonant with peace being the ultimate outcome? Can others depend on me to receive some measure of peace for themselves? Yeah. Remember, I was talking about that character defect of procrastination. Well, this is how you replace it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't say you just don't want that in your life. You got to replace it with something. This is how you do it. Yeah. Am I known to be a person with a peaceful nature? Am I known for that? Do people feel at ease and peaceful in my presence? Are my thoughts and inner spirit consistent with the idea of peace within and without? See, these are questions you ask yourself. Yeah, ask yourself these questions. You know? First of all, the question is, what do you really want? What do you really want? You might say, I want to find sisters my wife. Do you? Do you really want peace and happiness? Closeness to God? Do you want a sense of balance in your life? Do you want that? Are you known to be one that's on time? If the party is, starts at 11 o'clock, are you there 10 till 11? Somebody says, hey, man, can you come over at 4 o'clock? Sure, I'll be there. And at 4 o'clock, they're going to see your face at the door or before. Yeah, do you know that? Are you known for that? Another attribute of God is love. Love. And I don't know why love is omitted this, from our mate-seeking process. It's not about love, it's about obligations. If you think like that, your marriage will be short-lived. Because she or he will find someone they really love, and they'll be out and gone, away from you. This is a very good concept that has tremendous benefits. Don't think that, there's no love out there for you. A lot of sisters say, there's more women than men out here, so I got to accept to be, number two or be number three or maybe number four. I got to accept that. Yay. The women out here, are just running the street, they say the same thing. If I can be a good number two, because their boyfriend has, four or five girlfriends, so if I can be a good number two, I'll be all right. Muslim sisters say the same thing, but a little differently. You see? Like God God has no love for you. He has, he ran out of good mates just for you. Why should God slight you? There's no limit to the universe. No limit. No limit to what God can do for you. Now back to his love. The first metaphor that comes to my mind is the sun. The sun provides light and energy for everyone. This is a great symbol of God's love for us and a great way for us to reflect this way in our own lives. Just as the sun shines on everyone, our love shouldn't be relegated to just a certain number or class of people. Our love should be for all of humanity. Yeah. Even with the sun metaphor, someone could run indoors or hide themselves from the sun and not receive the benefits of the sun. Some people do that. Some people can reject your love for them openly or subtly. Yeah, some people can do that. And they can do that. The rejection or your thinking that certain ones will not accept your universal love should not concern you. Yeah, it shouldn't concern you at all. You see? You still put your love out there with your smiles, well wishes, and God's forgiveness for them. Just like the sun, your love is there for everyone and every living thing. You should see your commonality with the squirrel out there. Yeah, if you go to the zoo, you see your commonality. Because what happens? Well, you see life going through them. Well, life is going through you, so there should be a commonality there. Absolutely. When you see flowers along the side of the road, your love goes out to them. You know, see that rose opening up real slowly, or that lily. I love lilies. My wife loves them, too. I give them lilies all the time. They open up real slowly. You can see the essence inside, you know. Yeah. When you see horses play amongst each other in the corrals, your love goes out to them. When you see people who are against everything that you represent, your love still goes out to them. For it is not those people you're trying to please. It is God that you're aiming to please. So, we honor the spirit of love by demonstrating it in all areas of our lives. All areas of our lives. Yeah. We love the spirit of life, and that spirit of life resides in all, including those who are transgressing their own souls with their internalized negativity. You know, a lot of people have that. God, it's really, you know, it's a bother to be around people with internalized negativity. Everything they want to say, they want to go against it. Well, but however this, well, I don't see it like that. No, not necessarily. No. That will never work. Naysayers, you know. Yeah, people like that. They will put, you know, they rain on your parade. Every good idea you come up with, they say, no, this could happen. That could happen. No. It ain't going to work. Nope. Yeah. See, you are naturally going to show more love to those that return love to you, naturally, right? But you don't want to hoard all the good feelings when we are around the negative ones. We want to always show our best. For we don't know when those other people might be in a space to receive some goodness from us. So whenever that might happen, we want to be ready with our love shining before us. Yeah, yeah. Also, the love of our inner self that needs some attention here. Mm-hmm. This inner self has needs, and when those needs are not met, we feel the negative results. Yeah. All right. So excuse me, I'm going to take a quick little break here. Usually I do a sponsor message in here, but I'll be right back. Stay right there. Okay, I'm back. I had to take care of some printed business right there real quick, but no problem. Now, is everybody getting the message I'm saying here? That's real important. Real important to understand what we're talking about. And like I've always said, if you want to ask questions, just hit the number 1 on your telephone pad, and I'll bring you in on the studio. If you want to ask questions or be a part of this dynamic, important conversation, okay? This is a series on recovery. And I guess I'll do my commercial right now. This is Nazim Rashid. Nazim Rashid, author of the book Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self, all right? And this is a 412-page human manual. That's right, that everybody should have right now in front of them, in your library. I'm telling you, everybody needs to get this book. All right, you can go on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, you know. You can go on Barnes & Noble store. They might have it on the shelf. If not, ask them to order it. Ask them to order it, okay? By the way, the book has, 14 chapters. Forgiveness, these are other chapters. Forgiveness, validation, theme, visualization, self-image, communication and listening skills, optimism, gratitude, faith, spirituality, attachments, codependency and addictions, 12 principles of recovery, which I'm doing now, identifying and managing emotions, very important, even just learning how to deep breathe, you know, a lot of us need that. That will help us out tremendously. And last chapter, how to be the mentor to your child self. When I say child self, I'm talking about the little self you once were. That's why I tell my clients, you know, get those little pictures out, you know, when you're 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and put them on your computer monitor. Put them on a wall where you can see them every single day. And put, you know, send love to those pictures. Pictures where you see those little eyes looking right into the camera. Send love into those little eyes. Send love into that little child self. You see, I'm telling you, you'd be surprised at what you might find. You know, I know I cried when I first did this exercise. A little child self of mine, he had love that they didn't get. He didn't get. So I'm going to give it to him. You might think it's kind of spooky and kind of strange to do this exercise, but I'm telling you, this process of mentoring the self you once were can actually eliminate the negative feelings that you experienced back in childhood or in other marriages, you know, back in the past. You can do it in marriages too. Yeah, if you had several marriages and they were all damaging and destructive. Yeah, for sure. You know, this mentoring the child process is wonderful, you know. And, you know, God gave it to me while I was in the shower one day. And I said, yeah, this is tremendous. Yeah, for sure. So this is a way. There's all kinds of ways you can do this. This is a way, original way, you can go back in time and change the feelings associated with those past events. That's why I say reconnected is what can transform those negative experiences into positive memories. Learn to love yourself at deep levels and learn how to create your life, the one you always wanted. Yeah, get the right marriage mate, you know, a prosperity partner. Someone's a real partner for you, you know? Yeah, for sure. That's so and so important. You know, like me and my wife, you know, sometimes we share the same thoughts, or I might be saying something, she's thinking the same thing, and vice versa. Finish one another's sentences, you know, all that. You know, and it's wonderful. I'm due love. Praise be to God, you know? Yeah. So it's important to understand what I'm talking about. Okay, that's reconnected. And for those outside the country, just go to your local bookstore. Since this book is on the Barnes & Noble catalog, the store can order it for you. Okay, reconnected, how to be a mentor to your child self. Get this book. You know, we need to have a book for references. You know, even though I wrote the book, and I use it myself. Because, you know, we all don't stay on the path we like to be on. We slip sometimes. Things come in, push our buttons. We slip, say things we shouldn't say, act in a way we shouldn't act. We have to pull ourselves back some kind of way. This book can help us do that. You see? So reconnected, okay? The book. All right. Now, back to the chapter here. I said, we're talking about, yeah, last time I said is, there's also the love of our inner self that needs some attention. This inner self has needs, and when those needs are not met, check this out, we feel the negative results, such as confusion, anger, abuse towards self and others, addictions, failed relationships, hello, missed opportunities in life, sometimes poverty, low self-confidence, suicidal ideations or, you know, fantasies, yeah, lost sense of ourselves in life. Right, got that? Yeah. So this happens when the inner self has needs, those needs are not met. That's why you got to clean up what's inside. Yeah. The inner child, now the inner child is not like the child self. The child self is that flesh and blood person you once were. The inner child is that innocent spirit within all of us. You know? So inner child and our child self needs to be honored, respected, loved unconditionally, fed positive affirmations on a daily basis, and protected from harm. Yeah, protected from harm. When this is done, that same inner child rewards us with confidence. Yeah, confidence. Now, the word confidence, I want to just talk about that for a minute. Confidence comes with experience, not beforehand, with experience. Y'all know that? You know? You can't just have confidence without doing something. You got to do something to get confidence. Yeah, you got to do something. You see? It's like, you know, like there's a, you know, a boy was walking across a bridge and the river was below and he saw his friend down there, needing help, almost drowning. So he dived in there and pulled his friend to the side. Pulled his friend to the side. You see? Yeah. Now, when his parents came by and say, hey, or a pupil says, man, that was a brave thing you just did. What a hero. Brave thing you did. You know, you had a lot of confidence jumping that river. You might have been swept away yourself and to save your friend like that. He said, With confidence, I saw my friend. I jumped in. I didn't think about it. No, he didn't constantly think about that and how fast the river was going and his chance to survive. No, he didn't think about that. He saw his friend down there about to lose his life. So he jumped in there. Okay? Now, if this happens again, the boy will say, hey, I've done this before. I have confidence I can do it. Why? Because I did it before. I did it before. Now you have confidence. Everybody understand that? Yeah, that's where confidence comes from. Experience. All right, keep that in mind. So we got to do things. Okay? The rewards don't stop there. All right? I'm talking about, you know, the affirmation you tell yourself. You know? You also get better relationships, you know, from what I'm talking about here. You know, from positive affirmations and all this love and joy you give yourself. Better relationships. You all want that, both personal and professional. Better opportunities, higher education, and more respect from your peers. You have that special smile when you look into the mirror, thanking God for what he has given you, the skin you're in, the personality that you have, and the soul that fills you up from within. When others might attempt to disrespect you with their misdirected mannerisms, you just deflect that energy elsewhere, and you do not let that affect nor disrupt your spirit. Whew. Every time you do that, your inner child smiles and rewards you with good feelings all over. See, that's why it's important. First of all, as far as those people out there, don't be in those circles. Don't be in those circles where people, you know, backstab one another and all the, you know, the mama, what's it called, baby mama, daddy baby, mama, it was drama. I can't even say it right. You know, baby daddy. Okay, there you go. All right. All that drama. Don't be in those circles in the first place. But you find that people you're in those circles and starting to talk negative, let the energy, what do I do? I create a force field around me. Force field. Yeah. I say, oh, the limit, Shadon Rajim. I ask God to protect me from the curse of Shaitan. I do emotion around myself and I have a force field. I say, Allah, thank you for deflecting everything that's not according to your will. Only letting love and compassion come in. Everything else is deflected. Thank you for doing that for me. I do that. You could do the same thing. But, you know, stay away from those people. They don't mean your goodness. They're a friend to your problems. All right? Get new folks. The last part of this principle says praying for the power to carry God's will out in our lives. Again, praying for the power to carry God's will out in our lives. All right? This needs some expatiation, some explanation. No, yeah, expatiation here. So, we cannot do anything unless we have the power, the will, the willing spirit to do whatever is before us to do. The words in the previous paragraphs can all sound wonderful and Pollyanna, sound good, but they will have no gas for you if you don't have the Spirit of God in you to actually demonstrate these concepts in your life. We all need God's intervention in our lives to provide the necessary motivation to make these things possible for us. Once we truly submit our will, our ego, our selfish passions to the pure service of God's will solely, we will experience the power of God in our motivations and inclinations. I'm telling you, man, you want your inclination to serve God. Yeah. Yeah, the thing you're inclined to do, the things you're tending to do, you want those things to be on a prayer rug with you. Yeah. You want those things to become Muslim also. You know, for you Muslims. You see? That is so very important to understand that, you know. Our inclinations, want those to serve God also. Once you let go of your tainted, spoiled selves, then and only then will you experience the new life that God has promised to his believers. Yeah. You can't have the new life when you're still holding on to the old one. Got that? Man, you can't have the new life when you're still holding on to the new one. Oh, yeah. You can't pray for the power to carry God's will for you when you're not willing to let go of the so-called power that you have now. See, you're holding on to the ways of the old self. Mm-hmm. Creates the blockage that prevents God's spirit to come into your life. Did you know that? Yeah, that's really something. Yeah. Once you remove that blockage, you got to remove that blockage. It's like a blood clot in your nervous system. You got to remove the blockage. You can't have what God has for you if you got the blockage right there. God's spirit, you can't get past the blockage that you set up consciously or unconsciously. You know, that stuff's been there from your past experiences. Huh? You can get rid of it with God's help. Absolutely. See, once you remove that blockage, you then allow the gates to open up. Invite and encourage God to enter your soul, make a home there, and start directing your life. See, some people say, well, you know, God is my co-pilot. I'm running the ship. God is my co-pilot. Hey, turn that around. Say, God, I cannot direct my life. I want you to direct my life. And let me sit next to you so I can see what you're doing. Do all I can to align myself with you. You be the pilot in my life, and I'll be the worthy co-pilot. Say that instead. You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say, God, you take over. I tried it, messed up. I got married, messed the marriage up. Got married again, messed up. Got married, messed that marriage up too. I don't know what I'm doing. I thought I knew. You know, I wanted her, you know, to fit the image I had, and didn't work because it was the wrong expectations I threw on her. You do it, God. I tried. You see? Yeah, yeah. So God is now the pilot with you as the worthy co-pilot, riding along with your inner child, both helping you in all areas of your life. Now you know you have the power to carry God's will out in your life because God dwells inside, is welcome there, along with a sense of deeply felt peace. Isn't that what we really want? Deeply felt peace. Deeply felt peace. Man, you know, just to be okay. That's why, you know, I talked about meditation earlier. Man, you know, you sit in your favorite chair or beanbag, whatever. You know, do a mantra, you know, Allah, 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 Allah. And then you focus on your heart, you know. Don't think about other things you got to do. Don't think about, nothing else happen. That's why you got to have some real guarded time and guarded space to do this. You know, a place where there's nobody around. You don't have to answer any phones or nothing. That's why I like meditation first thing in the morning, you know, after that morning prayer. It's a good time to do it. You can do it anytime, you know. And just over and over. And after a while, their heartbeat gets stronger. You start feeling your heartbeat in your hands and you start bobbing along with it and you feel it in your body, your whole body. And, man, sometimes you start doing some traveling, going through a tunnel maybe, or you start feeling things. And, man, this is good. This is good. You're in the rhythm. This is good. You don't want to say, God, you know, it's not time for prayer. You don't do anything, but just allow God to speak to you. Allow God's spirit to come into you. Allow God to make deposits in you. Might be hundreds for a new job, hundreds for a new wife, or for a new real estate investment you want to make, or a new business investment you want to make. Questions about moving across to maybe Cancun, Bermuda, someplace like that. Going to Hawaii. And you don't know. You know, your job is not to identify that. Just to keep the gates open for the possibilities and probabilities of divine deposits. Like, oh, yeah, this is how it happens. This is how it happens. You know? And you don't know what's happening. All you, you know, by that, by you feeling the energy, that your heart beating, your body going, and you're into it. You're not thinking about nothing else. You know, just know that right then God is depositing, right, into you. Depositing seeds of who knows what you need to have. That's what he's doing. Just know it's happening and feel appreciative, be in that appreciative mode. And just don't think about nothing. Don't even say thank you. Just do it. Allah, 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 Allah. And let's just feel it. After all, you're not even saying it Allah loudly. You're just saying it within. You're just enjoying the ride. Yeah, 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 yeah. Man, I'm telling you, it's wonderful. Now, you might do it for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It might be in that state for 20, 25 minutes. But start, even if you only do a few minutes at a time, start somewhere. And the better you get, the more your meditative muscles, it gets, you know, they get stronger after a while. And you can stay there for a while, a lot longer, you see. I love Deepak Chopra talking about that on Oprah show. Deepak is really something else, you know. He said meditates for hours sometimes, you see. But, you know, it's fine when you do that. You have a clean slate for the day, and you actually wipe out some of those old anger or resentments, old hatreds you have toward yourself or others. Oh, mistakes that you keep making over and over again. Stop it. Clean it up. Start with a clean slate. Many of us have not had a clean slate now or when. We've got baggage from yesterday and baggage from the last marriage, baggage from the last situation, baggage from childhood. Your cousin knocked you upside the head when you were 9, you know, knocked you down a flight of stairs, you know, and you became angry ever since. Angry. Just king around anger. Around all the time, and like you're looking for a fight. You might have been doing that. You might be one of those bullies that came out of the situation. You know, and don't know why you're angry and want to abuse people. You get in a marriage and you abuse your wife. Why do you abuse your husbands? Don't know why. All because of that knock in the head when you were 9 years old. You see? We can't have strong communities either. Because of the same thing. You can't support good leadership. Because of the same reason. Same reason. Okay? Your father abandoned you when you're 4 years old. Your father abandoned you. Okay? Your father was leader of the house. He abandoned you. Now because your father abandoned you at 4, you have no respect for leadership. You say, well, they'll all abandon me anyway if I respect them and follow their advice. They'll abandon me like my father did. Now, you're not going to say that consciously. But in the background, that's what's going on. That's what's going on, you see? That's why we got to clean up that stuff. You know, you ruin your marriage, you ruin your jobs. You know, you can't be loyal in your community. You always have fights in your masjid, fights in your church, fights in your temples. Because you haven't resolved issues in your childhood or in your past somewhere. Yeah, I'm telling you. But when you can feel God is definitely there inside. Because you put a welcome mat out there. Say, God, you're always welcome here. Always welcome here. Come on in. God comes in, takes over controls. You feel good. You feel good. Yeah, yeah. So this is why it's so important to have this sense of connectedness to God. When you're connected, like putting a plug in the socket, everything works like it's supposed to. Right. That's why my book, Reconnected. I'm talking about reconnect yourself back to God. Reconnect. You got to get the book. Got to get the book. You got to have this book. Yeah. All right, I'm going to stop there. Now, that's the 11th principle, okay? Now, 12th principle says, have increased our level of faith in God consciousness as a result of applying these principles, carrying this message to humanity, and we begin practicing these principles in all our affairs. Say it again. Have increased our level of faith in God consciousness as a result of applying these principles. We are carrying this message to humanity. And we begin practicing these principles in all our affairs. We're definitely going to talk about community building on this one for sure, and what it takes to have a strong community. So this, you know, so you regulars know why I always talk about the holistic perspective of recovery. This is not just for drugs and alcohol. I'm talking about, you know, marriages. I'm talking about, you know, jobs and being okay with yourself. Yeah. Before you marry, speaking of relationships, you should be okay all by yourself first. Love the skin you're in. Wake up every day smiling and laughing and go in the mirror and just give high five to yourself. Feeling good. You know? Yeah, I feel good today. Man, I feel energy. Man, I feel like $1 million. Man, I feel wonderful. And these are things you tell yourself. You know why I do? I created a cheerleading squad in the mirror. Whole bunch of people look like me, right? I high five all of them. You might think it's kind of crazy, but it increases your feelings, your self worth, increases that, and gives you the energy, the gas, right? The motivation, inspiration to have a great day, and to help someone else have a great day. I'm telling you, if you got work, you got to go out in the world, go out there, go outside your house. Don't come back home unless someone smiles behind interacting with you. Make sure someone else has a good day behind you. Make someone else smile out there. Don't come home. Try that and see how your day goes. See how it affects your own level of self-esteem. Huh? We're here to be examples for others. We're here to make others happy. Yeah, make them have a good life and be examples. And after a while, they want to ask you, well, man, hey, come on, I want to talk to you. Why do you feel so good? How are you so happy? What do you follow? I want some of what you got. Then you talk about, for Muslims, you talk about Islam. There's dawah for you for Muslims. You understand what that is. You talk about your faith. Talk about the path that you're on. You see? Yeah, people love to follow people who are joyful and happy. They don't like to follow people who are mad all the time, angry and, you know, upset all the time and grumbling and looking down and got a frown on your face. Who wants to follow a grump anyway? You know, people want to follow somebody that's happy. Why? Because they want to be happy too. Yeah, when I go in grocery stores, I make sure that all the cashiers, they smile. I look at their name tag. So, oh, Josh, man, Josh, you're doing a fantastic job today handling my groceries, man. Good job. I'm telling you, you're doing a good job today, man. How long have you been working here? Well, I'm about 2 years. 2 years? Man, I see you've been here for 10, 20 years. You're doing such a good job. Yeah, all right. I appreciate service, man. I appreciate coming through this line and talking to you, Josh. Thank you. Thank you. Now, how do you think he's going to feel? He's going to feel wonderful. Why can't we all do that? We should be known for making other people's day. We should walk in a store and people automatically smile. Here comes Yaya. Here comes Idris. Here comes Mukhtar. Yeah, we're going to have a good day now. Yeah, be known for making other people have a good day. Yeah, for sure. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. All right? Again, my name is Nazim Rashid, author of Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. And I was talking from my book, the chapter on 12 Principles of Recovery. Everybody should get this. Get it now. In my website, you can get it from my website, too. After the three W's, we have clouds of abundance. Again, clouds of abundance. You could email me if you want to send me a message and dialogue. nrbookclub@gmail.com. Again, nrbookclub@gmail.com. nrbookclub@gmail.com. My show called The Reconnected Show, which comes on every Saturday from 2 o'clock, you know, if you're on the East Coast time, or 3 o'clock, and 11 o'clock West Coast. Yeah, I interview guests dealing with personal growth topics that I call all reconnected messages. They all reflect the messages that are in my book, Reconnected. That's why I have them on my show. So in case you find that the whole idea of mentoring your child self sounds too hard for you, too difficult, some of my guests talked about energy freedom technique, like I talked about earlier, other techniques that are out there. We can actually go back and clean up those issues. You know, one guest said there's like a blood clot in your nervous system from what you did 12 years old, possibly. And he has a way of cleaning that up so you don't have that. So the clot is removed, and you can have a clear passage for God to come through there and help control your life. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Wonder why we got problems in our lives, because we have these blockages, like I talked about earlier. So get rid of them. All right? So everybody get my book. Barnes Noble has it. Amazon has it. You know, you can actually read parts of it free on Barnes Noble and Amazon. Just go there and flip the pages and read it. You know, read my introduction and read all those things in there, and you can get a good idea of what this book is all about. The book has changed lives, I'm telling you. You know, on my show, I have over 114,000 hits right now from at least 12 different countries. Most, you know, here in the U.S. naturally. But people are tuning in to the reconnected messages. I want you to tune into it. Get the book. So many have the book, and lives are turning around. I want you to have the book. Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Okay, and if you like going online on this Blog Talk show, you can hear this show. This is part 7. Hear all the parts on blogtalkradio.com/Imam Alfred. Go there and scroll down till you see 12 Principles of Recovery. Hear all the things you didn't hear before from the beginning. Get all the series and get you know, line up your library with them, and share with others. You see, yeah. And when others see that you're about that, they say, man, they want to follow you more. Be the example you want to be. You know, be example. Okay, real super important. All right, okay, we're gonna close that out of the show. So I thank everybody for tuning in to Religion Means Live, and this reconnected series I'm doing. Well, reconnected series, a recovery series I'm doing, and next week will be part 8. And of course, it'll be also in our Ramadan for the Muslims who are fasting. Yeah. So, be tuned. Recovery is very important. So, everybody, just tune in to the show next time, and we'll start from that point. And email me, contact me, let me know what you're going on with, how you like the show, what's going on with you, and get the book. After you have the book, you might want to talk to me about life coaching, which I do, you see, or I can help you out with certain chapters in the book. All right, I'm here for you in our book club at gmail.com. All right, so there we go, very good. So I thank everybody for tuning in, and next week we'll have a wonderful show again. So I end the show like I started, with a piece that only God has for you, and all the prophets from Adam to Muhammad gave to their Fatih Ummah, the piece in Arabic. Which means only God's peace be with you, only God's peace. Remember, alcoholics have peace also, but it's not Aslam, God's peace. So may the peace that only God has be with you. Assalamu alaikum.